Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Nothing new, but now, good morning. Hello, folks. You are in tune to Caribbean Global Voices. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And we are so glad to be with you one more time. In this, the month of October. And Cardinal being your host, I know he's on top of the mountain at this time. It is his birth month. And of course, he just celebrated a birthday. Earth Strong. And you know the drill. He'll be celebrating all month long. Doing the Lionel Richie all night long. Well, it's all month long. Okay, Cardinal, if you are speaking, we are not hearing you, so try to adjust that. Maybe speak through the computer. And in the meantime, you can just hit a song in the meantime. I'm just speaking away to see if I can get anything. I want to say good morning to Matrice. I sure she's on. I'm not on the computer, so folks, I'm just speaking blindly. So hopefully Matrice is there. Lynn is normally up front and center, so let's go ahead and say good morning. Lynette over there in St. Kitts is always up in front row. So let's say present good morning. Donna B. As long as you're not on the J-O-B, we know you are with us. And I see some of Cardinal's thunder. You know, Irma over there in St. Martin, she is up and about. And Oma, good afternoon. Castellina, I know this is your special hour. You listen to the whole show, but the inspirational hour that's dedicated to you. Because that's your preferred segment. Again, I'm driving. Let me just say that. I hope we're not having any rumbling coming in through the phone. I'm going to be out on assignment today, but I'll do my best to steal out. And at the same time, if I can, with Cardinal's permission, I may lend my voice to a subject matter, especially after the 10 o'clock hour or the maybe 11 o'clock hour when it's an open line type. But until I hear from Cardinal, let me just give you the rundown. I'm sure he has the same agenda. For the first hour, we're going to be having our inspirational portion. That's where you'll have songs to inspire you, or even a word or two to inspire. At the top of the hour, hope to hear from David Maitland, our sportsman, and he's telling us what's happening internationally, regionally, and locally. And, of course, from time to time, we'll hear from Liam or Dennis if they have something to add. Because remember, Sunday, the heavyweight comes in with all the sports from 6 until 9 p.m. At 10:45, Dawn and Debbie, they will be with us to tell us about the humanitarian work they're doing over there in Little L.A., that's Little Antigua and Barbuda. So they will be giving their voices, and they'll be appealing to you for some assistance as well. At the same time, they'll be telling us about their missionary engagement. Of course, Cardinal will have his commentary. He always have a commentary. And he will have a topic, maybe of choice. But you, too, can bring forward something that's worthy of note. And 593-999-3693. That will get you in. You push the one, and you become audible. So again, folks, Cardinal, he'll be the host. We're not hearing him at this time, but Cardinal, if you'll be so kind, you can go ahead and play a song, and probably you can put me in the back room. We'll see if we can sort things out. If you're
watch your hands do. It's your own eyes that have seen. So won't you judge your actions to make sure the results are clean? It's your own conscience that is gonna remind you that it's your heart and nobody else's that is gonna judge. Be not selfish in your doing. Your brothers in their need, pass it on.
through it all, I was hearing Iva earlier. You know, let me hope that he's hearing me now. Okay, come on,
yes,
Iva.
Yes, indeed. Loud and clear, Cardinal, and good morning to you,
okay,
sir.
Okay. Well, let me just say good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters, and letting them know that, well, I've got to host this show this morning, and like I said, I know I got to fill big shoes, but I don't try to do that. I bring my own shoes with me. That was advice followed up with advice from Barbara. They said, I wear my own shoes very well. So I'm going to work with that. And I'm hoping that the other fans would think the same. Because, you know, we want to give you the same quality of show, entertainment, and whatever else we bring you as you come accustomed to. Only you can change it. You are the fans. You dictate what happens to the show. You can tell us how to make it better. So this is the inspirational portion. And like I say, I'm going to fan of the inspirational. And let me say hello to Kathleen, hoping that she is doing really well this morning and can be happy with this inspirational hour. She's as excited about it when it's presented by Mr. Henry. And to all the fans, you're not missing his voice any because he's right here, but he's on assignment, so you wouldn't be hearing him all morning. Nevertheless, it's great of him to be able to take a little bit of time out of his busy schedule to brace us with our presence. Now, he's not gone anywhere. He's still flying. His wings are not clipped. Neither has he lost his shoes. So he'd still be flying around. He'd still be walking around. And you can still hear him for a brief moment. Let's go to give you some more music that would inspire you. Timmy Cliff, remember this one. Life is difficult as it is, and this is what Timmy Cliff has to say about it.
But I can't seem to find
Nothing bad at all. Nothing. That Jimmy Cliff given thing. No, this one is a hit with Alma. So I'm going to give Alma a special shout out this morning. She called me up to wish me happy birthday and sending all the love and greetings on my birthday. So I'm going to send out a special one to Alma this morning too. This one is a hit with her, and she thinks that it's a hit with so many other people. So in satisfying Alma's desires, I'm sure I'm also going to satisfy the desires a lot of the fans. Big fan, Irma. This one is for you.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, for you're never alone.
For the God on the mountain,
God is the best.
Yes. Find the inspirational needs of the people who share Irma's sentiments. I'm going to give you a little bit of, I'm going to bring you back to a little bit of this nostalgia. You know, you're running around the house at 4 or 5 years old, and your mom, dad, whoever else is playing the radio. You remember that? Well, you used to hear this a lot.
When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. My work is all done, and my race here is run. Let me see by the light thou hast shone. That fair city so bright, where the lamp is the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
And even though it's old, it still has some real powerful meaning for a lot of people. You know, nostalgia can also be inspirational. And so I offer that one to those who can pick who are coming forward. It's something of a favorite as well.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. 'Cause all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend. I have lived
devotional hour. And that's one way we entertain our fans on the Saturday morning entertainment show. We are acutely aware of how passionately people find their the relationship with the creator, God, Jehovah, whichever way you want to say it, comes to this music. So we continue.
Yeah.
So, man, I grew up with.
Yeah, this inspirational color comes to you in various flavors.
I left
as well. Luciano.
Yeah.
Over my soul, sleep over my soul.
Luciano office, and it's just stronger. I like the sound of stronger sleep.
I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God.
Let's raise that loud thing.
I'm no longer a slave to fear, yeah, for I am a child of God.
Let's raise it out.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song.
Shut it up.
Of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone.
so because of that, I don't have to walk in fear. I walk in faith. If you're walking in faith, shout hallelujah to Jesus.
Yes, we've come to the end of the inspirational hour, but I couldn't just end it without saying we thank you, all the friends, supporters, and those who are particularly appreciative of inspirational hour. So I've got to give great thanks for you, and to help me do that, I'm going to give you one more offer from Grant Morgan. It's a special place for people like you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you give a little more than you take, and if you try to fix more than you break, if you're the kind who takes the time to help a stranger in the rain, there's a place for people like you. If you stand up for those down on their knees and lend a voice to those who cannot speak, if you shine a little light, give sight to the ones who've lost their way, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the streets are made of gold, and when you get there, a hand to hold. I believe when your day's down here through, there's a place up there for people like you. If you walk around with your heart on your sleeve, and if you're trying to be the change you wanna see, someone could be saved, there's a place for people like you. I've heard up there the trees are made of gold, and when you get there, there's a hand to hold. I believe when your day's down here, there's a place up there for people like you.
So David, if you're hearing me, come on in. We're ready to hear. In the meantime, let me just say my good morning and send out greetings to the special.
Good morning, Cardinal. Are you hearing me?
Yes. Okay. Okay. Okay, David. Now I'm hearing you.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning. Morning, Cardinal. Good morning, Cardinal.
Good morning.
Good morning, Leon. Good morning, Iva. Good morning, Marquise. Good morning, Lynette. Good morning to the listeners. Everybody also would like to say good morning to Barbara. Good morning to the listeners wherever they are in the world. Good morning. Good day. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. Wishing everyone having a grand time so far. And I also would like to remind our Caribbean folks, us here in the U.S., especially in the Southern Florida region, well, hurricane season is still on, and we need to be prepared as best as possible. Also, as you know, the hurricane has devastated out there in the western, southwest part of Florida. People are still living that this devastation and destruction that is happening there. Also down in the Caribbean, places like Puerto Rico, Leeward Islands, where hurricane had passed earlier, Cuba, places like those are still heavily damaged from that hurricane there. So just wishing everyone good health. And I know we have many loss of life over in that area because some of us does not heed the warning to evacuate when they say evacuate. We are haggling over trying to protect a few worldly possessions, but our life is more precious than that. We can regain those possessions, but we can regain our life. Saying that hardly, I'm not Cardinal, that much sports is on, but I'll try my best to bring the listeners up today. And so I'm going to start with local cricket. I started soccer. The Barclays Premier League. Yesterday, Brentford defeated Brighton 2-6. And the first game this morning, Leicester and Crystal Palace to Anilas. Fulham, Beaumont is presently leading Fulham 1-0 in the 10 o'clock game. Wolves and National Forest are nil all. Tottenham is coming up at 12:30 against Everton. And then tomorrow's game, Aston Villa versus Chelsea at 9, Leeds versus Arsenal at 9, Man U versus Newcastle at 9. Southampton and West Ham is at 9. Liverpool, which is the big guns there, going at it again tomorrow at 11. So that will be a cracker of a game tomorrow. Yeah, everyone will be on the edge of their seat watching that game. And I know Liverpool is struggling, so they would like to win against one of those big teams tomorrow. On the 18th, you're going to have Brighton versus Nottingham Forest, Crystal Palace versus Wolverhampton. The Arsenal and Manchester City game is postponed. And then the 19th, Beaumont versus Southampton. Now they're standing. Arsenal is on top with 24 points. Manchester City is next with 23, Tottenham is 20, Chelsea is fourth and 16, Man U is fifth and 15, Newcastle United is six on 14, Brighton is on 14 also, they're in seventh, Brentford is on 13 and they're in eighth. And Beaumont is on 12 and they're 9, and Fulham is on 11, they're in 10. So Manchester and Liverpool is not even in the top 10. And the bottom half of the table, you have Wolverhampton, they're on 18. Leicester City, who draw this morning, Crystal Palace, they're on in the 19th position. And Nottingham Forest is at 20th with 5-5. So that table there, you know, speak for itself in reference to what's going on in the Premier League. Teams are jostling for points right now. Even though it's a long season, long road ahead, so anything can happen. So, you know, things can bounce back. But I know the Liverpool fans, they are not happy. My brother is not happy. Where his team is sitting at present, they expected to challenge for that. Next, Cardinal is the World Cup legends, the 2022 World Cup legends. Which I know I go over here doing commentary right now. Okay, has 1 year listening to Blog Talk and 1 year doing the commentary there. So I'd like to say welcome to all the cricketers here in South Florida that comes over to play for the legends. The legends consist of, this series consists of 4 teams, Canada, India, Team USA, and West Indies. They played some 3 matches yesterday, and they're in for another 3 matches today. At 9:30, which should have started already, is Team India versus Team USA. At 1 o'clock is Team Canada versus Team India. And at 4:30 is Team West Indies versus Team USA. The grand final tomorrow is at 9:30. And the third and fourth place is at 1 o'clock over there in Central Broad Regional Park. But we'll move on to cricket, the ICC, whatever is going on. We have in the Asia Cup, the Women's Asia Cup. India women defeated Sri Lanka women. Sri Lanka made 165 for 9, and India women made 71 for 2. Sri Lanka women 65 for 9, India women 79 for 2. But we're in a big bash. You have Brisbane Heat defeated Melbourne Star. And so Brisbane Heat made 179 for 3. Melbourne Stars made 170 for 8. And another big bash women league. Sydney Sixers defeated Adelaide Strikers. Sydney Sixers made 151 for 2. With the Adelaide Striker getting 124 for 9. the Tri-Nation Series between Bangladesh, New Zealand, Pakistan. And Pakistan played New Zealand in the final, which New Zealand made 163 for 7, and Pakistan made 165 for 9. And New Zealand batted. The main scorers was Kane Williamson. He got 59 from 38 balls, 4 fours and 3 sixes. Glenn Phillips got 29. Mark Chapman got 25. James Neesham getting 17. Devon Conway getting 14. Finale getting 12. Bowling for Pakistan, Harris Roof got 2 for 22 from his 4 overs. And Nazim Shah getting two for 38 from his four. Those were the main wicket takers when Pakistan batted. As I said, I think this is a two-man team, but this time it was everyone had chipped in to make some runs because it seemed like the top half failed. Babar Azam and Rizwan, Mohammed Rizwan, then the team failed. But this time it was an all-round effort from the batters to cross the line. So they made 168 for five. With Mohammed Nawaz, 13 out from two fours and three sixes. And next was Mohammed Rizwan. He got 34 with four fours and 29 ball. Ida Ali getting 31. Iftikhar Ahmed getting 25. Shah Masood getting 19 and Babar Azam getting 15. So those were, like I said, these are all-round contribution from the batters, and it's about time they come to the party because they're heading into the World Cup and they should have been hitting the strike. The best bowler for New Zealand was Michael Bracewell. He got 2 for 14 from his four overs. So that tri-nation series, Pakistan came out on top. Now we're also talking about the T20 World Cup here, and everyone is on the edge of their seats and hoping that the West Indies will come out of the preliminary round there. Not only coming out of the premier round and getting to the Super 12, but also doing well up there in that T20 World Cup. So tomorrow, 12 a.m. our time here in Florida and in the U.S., in Florida, I would say, mainly. Namibia versus Sri Lanka. And then the next match at 4 a.m. is Netherlands versus the UAE. And come Monday at 12 a.m. is Scotland versus West Indies. I think that would be a big test for them. And then at 4 is Ireland versus Zimbabwe. So that's the start. In that premier round there. So we're hoping for them to come along there. Then Tuesday you have Namibia versus Netherlands, Sri Lanka versus UAE. And Wednesday you have Scotland versus Ireland and West Indies versus Zimbabwe. And then on Thursday you have Netherlands versus Sri Lanka and Namibia versus UAE. So those are just some of the matches that will take place in the World Cup there. And, we're wishing and hoping that our team will do well and come out, not only that, but get to the final of the Super League. Okay? So we will, that's going to be it for me for sports there, Leon. I'm in Cardinal, and we will talk next week. I know our team has performed a lot better. Okay?
Yes. Thank you, David, for that little sports wrap. But I'm going to have to tell you, Omel is not going to be happy with you talking about Liverpool. Liverpool is not in a good way at this time, and that means if Chelsea is ahead, Leon is going to be laughing, and then Omen doesn't like that. So,
well, my brother has a battle also because I'm messing with him, saying that his team is no good. So,
okay, so you're getting used to that. I just play middleman and I just get licks, never mind. You know, so so you know, I'm a listener. Nobody talks about Liverpool like that. I don't know what I should say. If they're in fifth place, I guess I'm supposed to say they're in first place. You know, but she's not happy. Just let me say that. Thank you, David. We appreciate your presentation, and I'm sure our listeners do too. And in that vein, let me say good morning to now the special fans. They are hanging out there, and they know. We got to let them know how much we appreciate their presence and input. So I'm going to go on up to New York. I'm going to say good morning to Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Babson Ismith. Good morning to you, the New York crew. I'm going to go over to St. Martin. I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson and my good man, Carlos. Carlos is my, you know, technical advisor. Yeah, so I got to keep Carlos busy. I got to keep letting him know how much I appreciate his presence and his attention to our show. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning, Irma. Good morning to all your friends over there in St. Martin. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts, where I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. And I got to remind people that she's still in St. Kitts. She has not gone back to the UK yet, but she's still talking about it with fondness. Lynette, you're with us. Let the fans know that you're still in St. Kitts. I'm stepping out of line and talking for you. Good morning, Lynette. Happy to have you around. I'm going to go on over to Nevis, where I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and the staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, and particularly to Carmen Lady Griffin. The morning and enjoying this show with us. It's all for you. Good morning to the fans over there on the island of Nevis. I'm going to move on over to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel. And like I was just telling David, Omel is not a happy camper right now because Liverpool is down in the ranking. Well, cheer up, Omel. It can get better. You know how good your team is. And you're rooting for them. And they're going to make you happy. Good morning to you over there in the UK and all the fans. Step on across the channel, where I'm going to say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale, and particularly to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. We know that the brother is having his own challenges, and we are here to support him in any way for his speedy recovery. Well, you know, Elimat, we miss the music. We miss you. We miss the music. So we're hoping for your best return. Good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, a little brother, Malik, and sister Tanaya. Good morning to them. And I'm going down to the southwest in Cuttleridge. I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutner Richardson. I go there with a few more of our fans. He comes to you there by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. Have a great morning. I'm going to go out to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Barbara in particular and all the fans we've got there. So good morning to you. I hope that you're having a great time. Ivor is missing somehow, but he's still hanging out somewhere on a cricket field offering services in some other way. That's why he's not here, and I'm taking up his role. I'm doing that in a good way, just for the fans. I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. And, you know, she keeps me busy. Oh, she got me the greatest greeting for my birthday. You know, I love my sister, right? I can't say that too much. Good morning, Yvonne. Yeah, I keep smiling. I keep laughing because I know you're there. Love you. Hope you have a great day and have a great morning. And finally, as I usually do, let me say good morning to the inspirational hour's greatest fan, Kathleen. good morning to you. Hoping that you continue to have this great day. With that said, to all fans, friends, supporters, good morning to you. We've got a great show for you, so hang around and we'll present it. Okay. I may as well go into the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes presented with the compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. Today is October 15th. We are still celebrating October, and even Ivor is celebrating with us. But you notice that it's the mid-October already. We were just talking about the first. Yeah, that's how the days go by. So you got to keep track of all the information that's going on. Say greetings and happy birthday and whatever else that you've got to celebrate in October, and celebrate it well with every day of the month. It is the 288th day of 2022. And today is the birthday of Steve Comash out of Guyana, West Indian cricketer. Ravi Rampal out of TNT. Nadine George, female cricketer out of St. Lucia. Out of Pakistan, Gul Mohammed. Mohammed Talha, Faisal Asa, Yasser Ali, Baba Azam, and Dana Bait. Out of Bangladesh, Mohammed Salim. Out of South Africa, Saint Constantine Balaska. Out of Australia, Sydney Emery, Jack Barrett. Out of Sri Lanka, Sadat Pascal. Out of England, Chris Smith. Out of Zimbabwe, Sean Davies. Out of Austria, Razmal Shigewal. Out of Ireland, Paul Mooney. Out of Malaysia, Shavin Moniandi. Out of Singapore, Reza Ghaznavi. Out of Scotland, Matthew Cross. Out of Papua New Guinea, Tony Ura, Anthony Joshua. Okay. It is also the birthday of Abdul Kalam, the 11th president of India. Tanya Roberts, actress from Charlie's Angels. Sarah Ferguson, the former wife of Prince Andrew, the Duke of York. Fela Kuti, a multi-instrumentalist who created the Afrobeat. He was born in 1935. Tito Jackson, you remember the little fella of the Jackson 5, a guitarist and singer. Tito Jackson. Emeril Lagasse, celebrity chef. Richard Lynn, the carpenter singer. You remember the Carpenters, Top of the World? You remember those little songs that Richard Carpenter, Richard Lynn Carpenter, singer, songwriter, producer, you know. Mohammad Zahir Shah, the king of Afghanistan from 1933 to 1973. He was born in 1914. Andy Cole, a British football player. John Sullivan, a boxer recognized as the first heavyweight champion of gloved boxing. Jim Palmer, baseball player. He's 77. Roscoe Tanner, former American tennis player. Megan Hodge, a volleyball player. Yitzhak Shamir, former prime minister of Israel. He was born in 1915. Penny Marshall, American actress from The Odd Couple. She was born in 1943. Victor Pecci, Paraguayan tennis player. In 1582, Gregorian calendar was introduced in Spain, Portugal, and the Pontifical States after skipping 10 days after October 4th to sync with the original calendar. In 1789, the first U.S. presidential tour by George Washington in New England. In 1827, Charles Darwin, remember that guy, the origin of the species? He tell us that he know everything about how it all happened, and plants and animals begin to populate or inhabit the earth. That same guy, he wrote something called The Origin of the Species. In 1860, 11-year-old Grace Bell writes to the future president, Abraham Lincoln, telling him to grow a beard. In 1883, U.S. Supreme Court declared Civil Rights Act of 1875 unconstitutional. They had written one in 1866. I don't know what was unconstitutional about the 1875 one. But my suspicion is that the 1875 Civil Rights Act may have offered more to the people that it was supposed to benefit than the Supreme Court could handle. So they said it was unconstitutional. Remember, they came back with another Civil Rights Act again in 1964? Well, you know, we keep getting Civil Rights Act, but no human rights. It's awful. The Russians, in 1904, the Russians are driven back by the Japanese in the Battle of Shaho. Both sides suffer harsh casualties. Japanese, 16,000, and the Russians, 60,000. War has no winner. That was very stolen. In 1917, Dutch exotic dancer Matahari, I always thought that was a legend, is executed by firing squad for spying for the Germans during World War I at Vincennes. 5. U.S. President Calvin Coolidge did kill the Statue of Liberty, a national monument. In 1939, LaGuardia Airport opens in New York City. In 1951, I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, and it debuts on CBS. In 1956, first plane to land safely on water, Pan Am Flight 6, from San Francisco to Honolulu, all 24 passengers and 7 crew members survived. In 1966, President Lyndon Johnson signs the bill creating the U.S. Department of Transportation. In 1970, Anwar Sadat was elected 3rd president of Egypt, succeeding the late Gamal Abdel Nasser. In 1977, Debbie Boone's song, You Light Up My Life, goes number one and stays number one for 10 weeks. In 1989, American radio and television evangelist Billy Graham is given the 100th star on Hollywood Boulevard, the first clergyman to be granted a star. In 1989, Wayne Gretzky passes Gordie Howe as NHL's all-time scorer. In 1991, Clarence Thomas is confirmed as the U.S. Supreme Court Justice in a 52-48 vote. Close call, but he is the Supreme Court Justice anyway. In 1993, Nelson Mandela and President F.W. de Klerk, President of South Africa, that is, were the joint recipients of the Nobel Peace Prize Award. In 1997, New York jury awards boxer Mitch Green $45,000 in a civil lawsuit against Mike Tyson for street brawl. In 2013, Walmart announces that Doug McMillan, the head of the international division, will become its next CEO. And to other notable historical events that I must mention. Most people would have heard of the Black Panther Party. Well, it was October 15th, 1964, that Huey Newton, Bobby Steele, and later joined by later joined by others, established the Black Panther Party, an advocate of black liberation. These are the people saying, civil rights ain't doing nothing for us. We got to talk about liberation. And they continued the word coined by Stokely Carmichael, black power. In 1969, millions gathered to protest the Vietnam War. Across the country, the war went on. In 1987, Thomas Sankara was overthrown in a military coup in the nation of Burkina Faso, what was formerly called by the French the Upper Volta. Young, ambitious revolutionary who intended to transform his country from European dominance. And then in 1934, October 15th, the Chinese communists began the long march from the southeast to the northwest of China, a journey of 6,000 miles. You know, when Chinese do things, they do it in a long way. Heard of the Chinese war, right? Okay, they walked all that. 6,000-mile trek, resulting in the relocation of the revolutionary war and the emergence of Chairman Mao Zedong as the undisputed leader Chinese Communist Party. All those events, people, happened in October, in addition to my birthday. That was just on the 15th of October. And I add to that my birthday on the 30th. So I'm going to say happy birthday to me as well. That's it for your birthdays, events, and historical notes. Thank you for listening. Let me go check out and see if. Okay, here we go. Time to bring us our hour of healing the world, spearheaded by Debbie and Dawn. So let me just give you the introductory music before bringing it.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world.
Yeah, we all claim to want a better world, a better place, but here are two ladies are making a practical run of it. We thank them for coming in and sharing their moments with us. Dawn, Debbie, welcome.
Good morning. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. May God favor you with much more. May God favor you so much more. May God favor you with so much more. May God favor you with so much more. Thank you, gentlemen, for having me on again this morning. Happy Saturday. And to all the listening audience out in the diaspora and everywhere you're listening from, we thank you for coming on each and every Saturday morning with us. On behalf of the Antigua and Barbuda Cares, I want to say thank you and welcome to this marvelous show that you put on every Saturday morning. I'm fortunate that I can hear or get some history lessons as I'm listening. So once again, thank you. On behalf of Auntie and Bobby with the Care, I'm Debbie Campbell, and we do a lot of work out here in the diaspora to assist our fellow Antigua and Barbudans, food, clothing, and sometimes even just a listening ear, because we have been getting quite a few calls as to where to go for this and where to go for that. So wherever, where you think that we can help you and you reach out to us, if we cannot do it directly, we always find a way to direct you to the right source. Our attitude is not to say that we don't know, but our attitude is to make sure that we get you the resources that you are reaching out for and to. We're gearing up now once again for our anniversary of independence, November the 1st. So at the soup kitchen in Antigua, we're trying to get about 41, 42 dishes, different dishes that we're going to feed the homeless, and so that they can participate in an awesome meal from different parts of Antigua. Especially, we have a big melting pot. Last year we asked for 40 dishes. Last year we got 48, and I hope that this year that we can do the same thing also. And so help us celebrate Antiguan independence this year by donating a dish to the food soup kitchen down at the market area. If you're not in Antigua and you have a relative in Antigua that can just go and drop a dish off or call me and say, my sister's going to do some dukana or whatever, it would be greatly appreciated. Last year we were able to serve over 300 people at the soup kitchen on Independence Day, and were able to deliver approximately another 200 meals to families that didn't have transportation or was shut in. So we hope to even exceed this endeavor this year by serving the community. Everyone cannot afford to go and pay for a dish at the other, they're going to have another food fair. Everyone cannot afford the cost of what they're charging. So we're trying to do it for the families that really cannot afford to pay for a dish. I can be reached at Debbie Campbell, NYC, at AOL.com. That is DebbyCampbellNYC, at AOL.com. And my telephone number is 845-820-6598. Once again, thank you for hearing us every Saturday. Thank you for all who is listening. Thank you for all who, you know, sometimes is calling us and saying what's going on. So thank you again, gentlemen.
Chuwa, you're very welcome. Ivor is not in today. He's another assignment at a different location. He's listening, but he's not actively participating in the program at this time. But I know he would like to send his greetings to you, and he would offer his thanks to you for the valiant effort that you're making to make sure that this world is a better place for all of us.
Thank you so much.
All of us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You have an awesome, amazing, magnificent day. and a great week ahead.
Thank you. And you do the same.
Bye-bye.
Yes, that was Debbie on behalf of Debbie and Dawn, the Antigua and Barbuda care, doing in a very practical way, trying to heal some of this destitution that we have in so much abundance in this world.
The generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world.
it seems we have Ivor back with us, so I'm wondering if he wants to come in and drop a few words.
Yes, heal the world, heal the world, yes. So what a wonderful world in which to live. Wonderful world, beautiful people. And we have one and a beautiful person online with us, Cardinal. I want to say good morning to Lynette, who is on with us. Let's see if she becomes audible.
Hello, good morning. Morning, Cardinal. Morning, Ava. Morning.
Oh, good morning, Lynette. It's so wonderful to hear you.
Yes, right. Nice to hear you, too. And before you...
Yeah.
Birthday, I know you
have... Your fans always want to know if you've gone back to England yet. So I showed them this morning.
Not yet. Not yet.
I showed them this morning. This morning that you were still around.
Okay then. Good, good, good. Very good.
She's going to be in England in 2023, which is June, for the inaugural of King Charles. Then it will be up front and center. In May.
May.
Yes. See, she has given up the month right.
The May.
In
May.
The,
May.
Down to the hour. Yeah, well, yes. Like I said, I'm out on assignment. I didn't get to hear the second portion. It was up until almost 10 o'clock. The match here at the county stadium started at 10 o'clock instead of 9:30, so... So I cannot comment on anything, but I heard the key words, I would imagine.
Well, you'll get to comment on this. You remember there was a shooting at the Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. I think it was back in 2019.
Yes.
And a young man was by the name of Nicholas Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Was arrested and charged for the offenses. Now, 17 people died.
Yes.
Now, the jury convicted Nicholas Cruz for the mass shooting, and the jury voted for a sentence of life, a sentence of life in prison, rather than voting in favor of the death penalty. Now, out of this circumstance, many Floridians are incensed with the jury and at the verdict. And these include no other than the current governor, Mr. Ron DeSantis, and two former governors, Charlie Crist and Rick Scott. Now, I'm kind of amazed at that. So I kind of want to know, what do other people think? They are thinking, they are incensed. They call it an injustice. They're making comments like, the only verdict that could give justice in this case is the death penalty. So I'm curious as to know what other people think. Any comments?
You know, I'm an Old Testament kind of guy, you know. Whether you want to say the world go blind, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, people toothless or whatever. I don't think it's right for this guy to just walk into no place. I'm talking about this case now. It's not in every case. But in this case,
mm-hmm.
I just innocently, people would have lost their lives, I got to say, for no good reason. Even the handling of the police when they got there, they treated him with kid gloves, to be honest with you. And they did. Took him to eat and all the stuff there and all. Came in without losing a fingernail. And I know that was causing of a different pigmentation. I don't think he would have been recognized going into the jailhouse. But be as it may. I don't know. The death penalty is not going to bring back the 17 person who would have lost their lives. We have even policemen who would have lost their job there for whatever reason, not either being up to the task. But all I'm saying here, I'm not against the death penalty, to be honest with you. Once it's a clear-cut case, I think it's more than adequate. It's not going to bring back the folks. Let me see, how do I put this? I believe innocent people have died, perished along the way. I believe so, to be honest with you. But in this case, I think they have the right man. A guilty charge. The death penalty is still on the books. I would have no problem with it. And that's the truth. None. That's my take on that, Cardinal.
Lynette, you got any comments on that? Lynette?
Well,
you have any comments?
Death penalty is a kind of twofold thing for me.
No.
I don't know. It could be good and it could be bad. I don't know. I don't believe in nobody killing anybody. And if somebody kills somebody and then they say, I don't know.
Well, you have to work out if you feel that it's right, I would think. Does the fact that it's the law, does that make it right?
Exactly. I don't know.
Let me see if Mertris got a comment on this. Come on in, Mertris.
Good morning.
Morning.
Happy Saturday. How are everybody doing?
Well, we are fine. We're here talking about the death penalty being withheld in the case of Mr. Nicholas Cruz, who killed 7 people during an assault on the Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida, Parkland, Florida, in 2019, I think. And the jury voted for life imprisonment rather than the death penalty, and people in Florida are incensed. They are mad. They don't like that. What do you think?
I don't really think much of it, but if I have to say something, I don't believe in the death penalty. And life in prison, it suits him better, because if you give him the death penalty, he did what he did, and he's dead now. He can't comprehend anything that he did. So life imprisonment, he sits there and stewing his fails that he did. He suffer. He has to think about all those people that he killed, and I think that's fair.
You think that constitutes justice in your understanding or definition of justice?
Yeah, to the fact that I don't believe in killing somebody else. You know, he said, eye for an eye, but at the same time, it doesn't mean if you dig out my eye, I must dig out your eye. So, once he's in prison for life, you know, he have to think about this thing every day, and somewhere along the line, as much as hard his heart is, somewhere along the line, all those memories and those faces will come back to him and haunt him. So that is a lot of punishment on top of the punishment of being in prison for life. So I don't know, that's just it, just saying.
Kill people, yeah, sometimes they kill people, they
hang people, or you know, to
kill people, and
he's
the wrong person. So, I don't know.
The kind of
funny thing.
It's going to hurt his family. Yes? He's suffering. He's going to suffer no matter what. As long as he's alive, he will suffer. And nothing good going to come out of just killing him, because he's dead. The other people are dead. Those living, what gratitude or what comfort do they get from that? I don't think that's going to be a comfort enough for those left to mourn.
Okay. So, Marjorie, let me ask you this question. Do you think that there are people who could kill people and may go to prison and spend a lot of time in prison, but really don't, let me say, give a damn about it? Your thought is that at somewhere along the line, this guy's conscience will kick in and he would have some kind of a suffering dealing with the fact that he killed 17 people. Do you think that there are people who never reach that level of awareness or conscience or concern?
Yes, there are a lot of people in this world today who go out there and just kill people for no reason or for whatever their desire of killing people. They go to jail, and I don't know, maybe because they didn't get no while they're in jail or whatever, but they come out from jail, they do their time, and they come out, and they go straight back into doing the same thing. So until they get some kind of help, I think, you know, the cycle will never change. Somewhere along the line, you have to break that cycle. And if it doesn't get broken, it's not going to work for that person. So he can kill and don't feel no way about it. I don't know what's going on in his mind, in his heart, but it doesn't matter. He's going to still, inside of him, he's going to still think about those people. Maybe it drives him to do more killings, or maybe it drives him not to do any more. But there's people out there who just live for doing that, live for evil. And I don't know if what to recommend for them, because, you know, some people are just, they do it and it's just such a habit that they can't get rid of it. But to sit in prison and have nothing else to do, it's gonna bug them. It's gonna come back to them. It's all those things that they did, they're gonna think about it. And it either drives them crazy or make them do better in their lives. So I don't know. That's just me thinking.
Colonel, let me ask Ivor this question. Since you're hearing from Murphy, do you anticipate that it is unlikely, let me put it another way, is it better to give Mr. Cruz the opportunity for redemption, an opportunity to think about what he did and somehow attempt to transform himself into a better person? Do you think that he should be offered that opportunity, even though he has killed?
To answer, you have had adequate time to do that. You guys seem to be wanting starting from the sentencing to say redemption starts from then. Redemption should have been even before the killing. That's number one. During the time of the killing, he has all the time to redeem himself. You just have to believe. I think that's what he said. I don't think you have to go in any water to be baptized. Just believe that the Lord died on the cross. Jesus died on the cross to save you. I think that's what he's saying. So to just say, now that the sentence has been on the recommendation for his execution, give him a year, give him 6 months, give him 5 months. Do not execute him. Or, I don't know if you're saying, execute him. But let's give him a timeline to redeem himself. Give him 5 years, sitting on death row to go through the appeals and appeal and appeal. And by then, he should redeem himself. I'm no God, I'm no angel, but I don't think that is how the acceptance of redemption is being served. Maybe just the one word, forgive me, Lord. Or, like I said, they said, just Lord, Jesus died on the cross to save us. So the timeline I don't know what timeline you guys are referring to for him to get redemption. If you haven't done it yet, I would say whoopee-doo. You had more than enough time. First of all, this is a calculated kid. A guy walked into a school. Innocent children school. Listen, I mean, either way, it's not just children I'm talking about, because it could have been adults in a school, a place of learning. And you will take up a weapon of mass destruction. So as I know, you're not crazy. I don't know if that's an excuse to get him off the hook, if he's crazy or mentally deranged, if for a better word. I am not sure that there's any excuse for this case that you're referring to, where a guy thinks it best to go to school with an assault weapon, murdered 17 people, and should have the right to live a normal life, though confined behind bars. To live 220, because the Bible says in Genesis, a man is allotted no more than 120 years. I hear people saying 3 scores and 10, but I've read in the Bible where a man should live no more than 120 years. I don't think it's fair for him to live the 120 years. Well, people would have gone, and the bones, what, you can't even find the demarcation on the grave. Just to say, give him time to repent. Give him time to save his soul and go to heaven. What about the 17 person who didn't have a chance to repent for their wrongdoings? They didn't get a chance to repent, so maybe he killed them and they gone to hell because they get no time to repent. Why should he get a chance if I'm using your guys' repentance strategy? Give him time. My short answer, he had more than enough
time.
Can
I say something?
Of course.
I am not saying that you put him in jail to repent. It's a punishment. I said instead of killing him, we are not living in biblical years where you kill somebody and they stone you to death, or you get shot to death or whatever. Those days has changed. If we go into the Bible, there's a point where those days are gone. It used to happen, and no, it's not happening that way. It should be happening that way in the Bible if you do using the Bible. What I'm saying, he commit a crime and you get punished. You punish him by putting him in jail. I am saying to put him in jail to repent and look over his life or whatever. I'm saying
okay.
He punished. That's the punishment, jail time, not death. Not put
okay,
him on death row and things like that. He's once you're alive and you have a brain in your head and it's working, whether it's working properly or not, somewhere along the line, he's going to remember. And if that happens to him and he think about it and he say he is sorry and he regrets what he did or whatever, okay, it's happening in life. So if there's a place where you could give him treatment to help him, it's okay. But not because he killed these people. It is sad on all so many levels that he had to go there and murder these people. We, those left behind, grieve, yes, but at the same time, you punish him. You're not saying, oh, we're going to throw him in jail and let's see if he's going to get over it or if he understand what he did and when he get better, you send him out again. If you send him out again, he might do the same thing. So punish for life, stay in one quarter. You see the sun for an hour and that's it. He won't be around people to go out there and kill again. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying to put him in jail so he can redeem himself. No. He's in jail for punishment of killing.
With your permission, channel, ask the same question here to my fellow commentator, Miss Kimberly. She just came in here about the death penalty. Maybe you can ask it. Let's bring her in. Kimberly, you're on a radio station, Caribbean Global Voices. Colonel, you want to ask a question? Maybe you can have a neutral voice here. Just walk into the room. Nothing you can.
Oh, okay. Kimberly, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi,
good morning. Yes, I was posing this question, and let me repeat the question for your benefit, because we would really like to get some input from you, from any of our listeners. You remember there was I don't know if you're aware of this, the Parkland, there was a shooting, a mass shooting at the Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, about 3 years ago. That's what we make it in about 2019, in which 17 people were killed. A young man by the name of Nicholas Cruz was arrested and charged for the murder. He was put on trial, and the jury found him guilty of the all 17 deaths. The jury voted, though, for a sentence of life in prison rather than the death penalty. And many people in the Florida community are angry at the jury, are angry at the sentence, because they are saying that it's not fair, it's not harsh enough. What are your thoughts?
Well, I guess they're saying that it's not harsh enough because we have taken, what, 17 lives? Yes, I did remember the story. And I will definitely agree with those who are protesting about that penalty not being fair, because he took 17 lives and people have been mourning. I think they should have given him the death penalty.
Okay. Now, if Mr. Cruz was sentenced to death, what benefit would that be to society? How would that benefit us as a society? Let me ask that question of everybody.
Well, justice would have been served, and then it would have sent a signal to others who are thinking about doing it or who have done it already.
Okay. However, what is it? What do you think the benefit is that society would acquire from the execution of Mr. Cruz?
I'm not even sure if it's for the society. If the penalty is written on the book, Not all laws are, but if it's a law, I am saying carry out the law.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. It's nothing to do with society, what the benefit, but I'm agreeing with Kimberly here. It could be a preventative measure for others who think they can just go into the luxury of an American prison, which is like going to a hotel.
Right.
And just going there to just live
and check out.
Yes. At some stage, somebody's going to get up and say, oh, get out on good behavior. Oh, he's a good guy now. He's repented. He's done all kind of stuff. And to add insult to injury, why aren't we thinking, keeping him in the prison? He's likely to kill somebody in there too, because he's amongst people.
Exactly.
So those are people too. So keeping him away from the society out here is one thing. But you're putting him in a prison with people. If you have the mind to kill people, who say he can't kill people too? There's a song, Get Rid of Them. I'm agreeing with Kimberly here.
Well, Ninja Man would have said, murder them. So he murdered them, so murder him too.
Okay, then.
Some of the people in Florida are even hoping that he would be murdered in prison.
Okay, then. So you see, now you're putting somebody else's now life at risk. Because if you murder him in prison,
it's more time.
That person who killed him in the prison now going to be brought up on charges. And now what they're going to say? You murder somebody now, and you know should be tried, and you know get murdered.
When the law is there for them to be hanged.
So that's what I'm saying.
Well, I think...
Do you think that society acquires a benefit from executing Mr. Cruz?
Society?
Do you think society acquires a benefit from...
Some people. Not the whole society.
Not some,
everybody else.
The society as a whole. Iva was just talking about the law. She said, Iva says the law is there. But even though Iva agrees that the law is not always, the law does not make things right, he's saying, well, the law is there, and the and so it should be done. Mortis, of course, takes a different view. Mortis said, this killing of Mr. Cruz does not amount to justice. It doesn't benefit anybody anything. But Mr. Cruz may benefit, and society may benefit, from Mr. Cruz being held in a confined space called a prison. And a prison is not like a hotel. I don't care what anybody say. I don't care what anybody's idea of what a prison should be. It's no easy time. The human mind resents confinement. And that confinement would be punishment upon Mr. Cruz as much as it would be punishment upon someone who never committed a crime in their lives. So I am inquiring as to whether anybody perceives that society, the law is an instrument of our society. We are responsible for its implementation and enforcement. The law seeks to benefit society through its actions, to benefit all of us through its enforcement and interpretation and so on. So I was asking, and I'm asking you now, Lynette, what is the benefit that society acquires from the execution? Would society acquire from the execution of Nicholas Cruz?
that's a kind of tricky question, but
What do you say?
Well, I think both I think the society will lose and it will gain on both sides. It's a two-fold thing for me. Because remember, it's two sets of people you have to make happy. Those who, the family and those who want to kill, if he dead, that's justice for them. And then you have the other people who are getting the death penalty, who say, no, you don't have to kill him, you know, punish him out elsewhere. So.
You're speaking of the death penalty. I don't know. I have Mr. Chambers here with us of the Hall of Fame stature, the big guru, the heavy tool. So maybe you can, I don't want to drop that subject a little bit here, where can Mr. Chambers join the Caribbean Global Voices?
Oh, yes. Good morning. Mike Chambers here from Hartford, Connecticut.
Good morning, Mr. Chambers. We are here on the Caribbean Global Voices, the Saturday morning entertainment show, and we are entertaining a question about the jury's decision on Mr. Nicholas Cruz, the young man who did the shooting at the Stoneman Douglas High School back in 2019. The jury decided that he was guilty for killing these 17 people and that his sentence should be life in prison. But the Florida members of the Florida community are mad at this sentence because they do not think that it's harsh enough. What do you think, Mr. Chambers?
I think it's too harsh. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
Regardless of what we do, we incarcerate all these people after they have committed the crime.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing has been done, and I've been preaching this since 2016 when I got wind of mindfulness, emotional intelligence, visualization, and then to top it off, these people, all of us need to go see a psychiatrist once a year to deal with our mental faculties. It has mm-hmm. to be a crazy person who would pick up a gun and shoot 17 people. You agree with that?
He
has to be crazy.
I don't know if I want to use the word crazy, but there's some form of mental or psychological disorder.
There you go. Right. So therefore, we have to treat mental problems that now exist in our community. COVID came and we have spent trillions of dollars treating COVID. Mm-hmm. We must now spend trillions of dollars getting rid of the mental problems that exist in our society. Until we do that, the crimes and the killings will not go away. So punishing a person for something he did, but he didn't know he was doing it, I believe is unconstitutional.
Even if it's not unconstitutional, Mr. Chambers, I would say it is immoral.
It's immoral.
Okay.
How do I judge
your opinion. And,
you know, whose book are we using for the standard of morals? So we have to get everybody, maybe not on the same page of morals, but in the same book. So we might not get them in the Bible because that way most of us find our morals, but we can get them in a book that we could create, you know, to cause
mm-hmm.
folks to understand that what they are doing is not right to the human society, and that's where we need to go.
Okay.
Mr. Chambers, you're correct. I agree with you, and your answer is very much in keeping with Mental Health Week. This last week was Mental Health Week.
All right.
So you're right on board there. Right on the money.
Thank you.
I appreciate your comment, Mr. Chambers. I do that. And at least you give us another point of view, another perspective to look at as we muddle over this question about whether or not we as a people have a right to execute our fellow men because they do something that we find repulsive.
And that's correct.
I
agree with you.
Do we have that authority? Moral authority.
Ivor
is arguing that we have that legal authority, but you just introduced us to the fact that we do not have that moral authority. And I think, in my view, morality supersedes law.
I disagree with that, sir.
Yeah, I was going to say. No, I disagree with that.
No, we have to live by
that. Morality supersedes law?
No. Law supersedes morality.
Yes. No. I said morality supersedes law. Ivor said, as long as we have the law, we have the right. But I was saying morality supersedes the law. We have no moral authority to execute anybody just because they did something that we find repulsive.
And Ivor is saying, if there is a law that says you cannot murder someone, then you have mm-hmm. to abide by law.
Right.
You know?
If there's a law that says to execute you because you committed that murder, then that's okay.
And that he's right. He's correct.
Okay.
I don't agree, but he's correct.
Yeah. Okay. I personally think that a law which advocates or permits us to execute someone because they did something that we find repulsive, any law like that violates the principles of morality.
And then what you do, the people must come together and repeal the law.
But that would require that we like you said, that would require that we develop a moral conscience, a moral consciousness, if I should put it that way. That, as you indicated, if Mr. Cruz is suffering from some mental or psychological disorder that drives him to murder people
then we who are trying to murder him are suffering from the same mental and psychological disorder. Isn't that, wouldn't that be
no,
logical?
Sir.
No?
No, no, no.
But you just
no,
suggested
you see,
to me, you just suggested to me that we all should attend some kind of counseling every year, maybe for, I don't know for how long, during the year, to address the mental and psychological disorders that afflict us.
That's correct.
You represented that to me just now, right? Now,
yes, sir. And
I'm saying,
totally...
and you introduced the idea, if Mr. Cruz can pick up a weapon and just kill people like that, he must be suffering from some form of mental or psychological disorder.
Totally agree with you.
Now I'm saying in our turn, if we agree that Mr. Cruz should be murdered, it seemed to follow logically then that we are sharing the same mental and psychological disorder that Mr. Cruz suffers from. The same
right.
mental and psychological disorder that you suggest that we should attend counseling every year to address.
Right, but here
How
is the difference.
Go?
The
mm-hmm.
law
okay.
says, the law says, all right, look at it this way.
Okay.
You have an automobile that can go 100 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
but you are on a speedway that says the mile per hour is 50 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
If you exceed 50 miles an hour and the state trooper pulls you over, your goose is cooked. You are getting a ticket. Even though the
of course.
Car can go out, you are in trouble. The law says, and you can't
yep.
tell him that your car is dying and you are speeding. That does not come into consideration. That's not in the equation. So Iva is correct.
Mm-hmm.
You have to obey the law. We are a country of laws. So we have to, we must, if we don't like the law, we get to our congressmen, we get to our senators, we get to the mayor, and we change the law, the people. We change the law. And I agree, 90%, I am saying 100% of us need to go see a psychiatrist, including me.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we need to go get adjustments.
I completely agree with you on that.
Thought.
Okay,
you're holding up the
Did I lose Mr. Chambers?
No, sir. I was just saying thank you so much for
ahead,
having me
ahead.
On. Please enjoy being with you.
I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, and we appreciate your coming in. Thank you for your commentary.
Thank you.
And thanks for being a part of our conversation. That's Mr. Chambers offering his view. We also had Lynette, Ivor, and Mertris coming in with their commentary on the issue of discussion for the day, whether or not Mr. Cruz should face the death penalty. Now, let's crown this off with a little bit of a little message from Rootsman. Hear what Rootsman say.
We have a little time to spend on this precious earth, my friend. You never know when it will be over. Every day you live to see, give praise to the Almighty. You never know when He'll call your
number.
Hey, if you see a man fall down, pick him up from off the ground. Remember that man could be your brother. Yes, you might fall down someday, someone else might be right there to hand you a precious glass of
water.
I said to live nice,
tomorrow. Follow your pride, put hate aside, and live nice. Live nice. Live nice. Live nice. Live nice. I said to live nice. I cry for the youth today, they seem to have lost their way, drifting from the good old time tradition.
Tradition.
They seem to be at a loss, on a great collision course, messing up with drugs and ammunition.
Ammunition.
Hey, we call in the old time days, when we used to romp and play, at your neighbor's house was always welcome. Whatever they cooked, you eat. Wherever night fell, you sleep. Children were respectful to the elders.
Elders.
I said to live nice with your neighbor. Live nice.
Live nice.
I said to live nice with your brother. Live nice.
Live nice.
'Cause remember, make it become. Make it we go, we here today,
on tomorrow.
Follow your pride, put that aside, and live nice.
Live nice. Live nice.
I said to live nice.
Just live nice.
Yeah. Ignorance and jealousy are pillars of treachery that leads on to bitterness and hatred. The longer you remain there, you never know what comes next. You might do something that's not too sacred. Hey, forgiving is hard to do. The things that some people do, your basic instinct is just to choke them. But anger is poisonous. It just is not good for us. It could lead to some serious heart problems.
Problem.
I said to live nice with your mama. Live nice.
Live nice.
I said to live nice with your poopa. Live nice.
Live nice.
But remember, make it we come, make it we go. We here today,
come tomorrow.
Swallow your pride, put it aside, and live nice.
Live nice. We do live nice.
I said to live nice.
Yes, live nice.
Hey. Yeah. How drastic the world has changed. Nothing is sacred again. Disrespect is now the new world order.
Order.
Mr. Dollar Bill is king. Some men will do anything. Once the price is right, they sell their mother.
Mother.
Yet all is not lost, I say. If we take one step a day, we could make a little reparation.
Reparation.
Nothing is impossible. Oh God, we need a miracle. God will find this missing generation.
Generation.
Hey, I said to live nice with your neighbor. Live nice.
Live nice.
I said to live nice with your daughter. Live nice.
Live nice.
'Cause remember, naked we come, naked we go. We here today,
on tomorrow.
Follow your pride, put hate aside, and live nice.
Live nice. Live nice.
Yes. Once again, I want to thank the chambers for coming in and bringing that additional point of view to the, and I'm forgetting the young lady's name, Iva. If you can remind me of the young lady who come in, giving us those additional points of view, they're hanging out there with Iva. And this is an ongoing discussion. It has been going on for years in the courts, in the city councils, and all of the various institutions of our country in our society, and inquiring as to whether we have the right, as a people, we have the right to impose the death penalty on people for, and mainly it's about people who commit murder. There is something else brewing coming out of Los Angeles. And this is also a famous topic. The Los Angeles City Council President, Snurri Martinez, has been forced to resign from her role because of comments she made that were taped and deemed to be racist. Now, Ms. Snurri Martinez is, well, what they define as Hispanic, and she made the comments in the presence of other people who are also Hispanic, a Mr. Gil Cidello, a Mr. Kevin DeLeon, and Mr. Ron Herrera. And, well, she has apologized for her comments, and, you know, for instance, she made the comments that one of her colleagues' son is a Pareche Chaguito. It's like a little monkey. I really don't know what Ms. Martinez meant by that, but you know, she also said she made derogatory comments about black people and Jews and things. The question I want to ask, does the fact that Ms. Martinez made these comments about black people, about Jews, about, and even if the comments are derogatory, does that make her racist? That's the question I want to ask. Is Ivo with us? Guess not. Marcus, what do you think? Marcus isn't in with us either.
You're putting me on a spot.
Okay. I put you on a spot?
Well, seriously, I really don't partake in these kind of conversations because I don't want to get myself in no trouble. But all I was saying, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But I'm going to take it a different way because if her son, if the young boy wasn't the son of the, a senator?
No, he's a fellow councilman.
Oh, a councilman.
No, he's a fellow council member.
He wasn't a council member. Would it be the same as if she just said it normally about any other child? That's one point there you got to look at. And now that everything is out on media, in the media and everything, and everybody's picking up and scrutinizing everything, that's another point you got to look into. So either way, all I'm saying, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. That's it. My point, just saying.
You put me in a puzzle as to thinking of, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, because,
like,
that is
like an open-ended statement.
Well, I don't want to put anything in it because, especially in the era that we are living in now, everybody is finding and picking out what they want to be in the public eye and what they feel is their agenda and not really realizing their whole picture concerning
the statement. So everybody's going to pick it apart and run with it the way they want it to run. So
okay.
That's how I see it. That's how I was.
Okay. I got you back.
Hello, hi. Hello?
I got yeah, Lynette. Did you hear me?
Yeah,
the next.
I don't really have much to say. I don't know about the incident, so I don't really have much to say
okay.
on that.
Okay.
I want to say congratulations to my daughter. She's graduating. Her graduation is today. She's graduating with a doctorate in education. I don't want to say a big congratulations. She worked hard, and I'm very pleased and happy and proud. So we will be going to the graduation.
And my congratulations to her as well. You know, and I'm hoping that she can do something wonderful with that next level of progress in the academic world. Let me put it that way. So, well, if it satisfies her desires, then she has made the first step. What she wants to do with it later, I hope, whatever it is, it will be something that is gratifying to her.
Yes, congratulations.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Marjorie.
So there's a firestorm. There's a firestorm coming out of the city council in Los Angeles. Dennis is over there in California. Maybe he got a finger on it, a finger on the pulse of it, but you know, that's for another day. What is it? Federation says, but real life. Let me give Mertris and Lynette an opportunity to say their goodbye. Mertris, come on in.
Okay. It was a beautiful educational show today, and I enjoy myself. I get to put in my two cents. I hope it didn't offend anybody, and I hope it make a little more comfort to whomever is listening. That's what we are here for. We give opinions without conflict and gives you something to think about. So food for thought. Great show, Cardinal. And everybody, enjoy your Saturday and the rest of the week, next week. And God bless. Take care.
Thanks, Marjorie. Lynette, want to say the good advice to our lovely fans?
Yeah. I want to say I enjoy the show. It was nice having Mr. Chambers and the other young lady. I can't remember her name, so I don't know why. But it was nice having them and their input as to the discussion. And I want to thank Cardinal for holding it down. You did a good job.
Thank you.
Yes, Cardinal, you did a good job. Very good job. You did pop out. And you hold a phone. And thank Ivor for jumping off the common chicken trail and coming and giving his input on matches. Wonderful. It was nice having you this morning. Hey, everybody, have a nice month. And nice coming up,
And let me just say thank you to Lynette, Mertris, Ivor, the young lady over there at the cricket ground, and Mr. Chambers, who came in on our conversation and offered some really important points of view. We appreciate that, and, you know, we look forward to more participation, particularly from our special fans and listeners. We will always be happy to bring you this show and make it a great one. We'd like you to say at the end of the day, it was a wonderful show, because we want the inspiration, the music, and everything that comes from this show to take you not just through the weekend, but through the next week. And next week, we'll be here again for the follow-up. Until then, have a great week, and so long.
Bye. Long bye-bye. Long bye-bye. Goodbye.